Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Brua Yomi program is Daf Nun Zayin Omid Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brua, and we're beginning with Siv Dalid in Simin Tof Nun Tes. We've been dealing with the halachos of making sure that your dough doesn't become chametz, how you have to hurry and do the process in the proper way, make sure that nothing gets too hot. And today we're going to talk about properly cleaning out the equipment in between usage. So Siv Dalid, the Mechaber starts, Imlosh, Acharzman Isser Chometz. If a person is doing the kneading after the time that Chometz is already going to be Usser, afternoon on Erev Pesach, on Yudalit of Nisan. So if a person is kneading then all of these waters that we've been talking about, Elu Hamayim, the water that you use to clean your hands off from the flour, and the water that you're using to baste the matzahs, for those that had that custom, they would baste the matzahs with water. We discussed this in yesterday's shir. Imshar Hamayim Shiroch Simbahem Hareva, as well as the water that you're rinsing out the trough in which you're doing the kneading of the dough. So all of these waters, Lo Yishbechem, one shouldn't just pour them out on a flat piece of ground where it will stay in that spot and not get absorbed because there's so much water over there. Ella, instead, bimoko midrom, you should pour it out on a slanty area so some of it will roll down and it will all get absorbed into the ground, and therefore it won't have the potential to become chometz. And the reason, as I just said, is kadeshul yiskatzu, so the water shouldn't collect in one place, bimoko mechot v'yachmetz, and then the water with this flour inside of it will become chometz, and it's on your property, or even if it's not in your property, as we'll see, some suggest it's still your chometz, even though you put in the shusar avim, it's still a problem, you shouldn't do this, therefore pour it out on a slanted area, on an inclined area, so that the water will get absorbed into the ground. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nuchav Ches, if you did this v'kodem zman yisuro, if you did this, however, before chatzos on Erev Pesach, then shovchem b'chatzera, then you can just pour it out in your yard, afilu shelo b'makom midron, even if it's not on an inclined, slanted area. That, however, is not the opinion of everybody. The Mishnah Berurah says, and you can see this in Shaar HaTzion, this is also the opinion of Vilna Gaon, V'das habach v'ataz, da'afilu kodem zman isser, ein l'shovchon b'chatzero, shelo bimkom midron. Even before the zman of the isser, you shouldn't pour it out where it was collected in one place, but you should pour it out into a slanted, inclined area, so it will get absorbed into the ground. The issue footnote number 28 brings down, even though we learned previously in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tov Mem Hei, Shemutu lahash l'chometz kodim zman yusur l'mokum shal orvim mitzuyim sham, you're allowed to throw chometz into a place where the birds will mistama go, the ravens will come and take that chometz, kivon shesomchin al kach shal orvim yachlu, and you can rely upon the fact that the ravens will come and take it. Nevertheless, that's only talking about in a situation where the orvim are mitzuyim ba, where there are ravens over there, and the Taz adds, shalagabe vaday chometz, if you're dealing over here with real chometz, and lismoch akach she'arvim yochlu, you shouldn't rely upon the fact that the ravens will come and eat it, unless it's placed in a situation where it's not in your property. Sheino shelo, have a legabe chotzer shishelo. But if it's in your property, your courtyard, and you would be over on chametz if it was present over there, one shouldn't rely upon the fact that the ravens will probably come and take it, because that's a shema maybe, and it's a bari that it's in your yard over here. So therefore, the opinion of the Bach, the Taz, and the Vilna Gaon are that you shouldn't even do this before the Zman of Isser. Sivkan Chavtes, the Mishnah Berurah says, all of these waters, so I already mentioned what that's referring to, Rotsu Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah explains, as I said, Hamayim Shemakatip Hem, the water that you're going and basting your dough with, O Shemitzan and Netziyodav, or that you cooled off your hands in. So those waters, they potentially could become Chomet, so you go and pour them out. Pour them out on an inclined area. Kidei shelo yiskabsu v'chule. Sivkot lama, the Mishnah explains, v'ari yechomet shelohu, since this water with the chomets inside of it, or it's becoming chomets, is yours. And kivin shubi rishusa, if you pour it out into your courtyard, you'd be owning the chomets. However, miyu, he says, lishboch osam birshusa rabbi mutu b'cholinyon, but to pour it out into the public area, that's okay, because it's not your chomets, and it wasn't chomets when you poured it out. The ma'ich patlan, therefore, why should you care? Shiachmitzu achakach. The first opinion that he brings down here is it's not a problem to pour it out even after the Zman of Isser, as long as it's not yet an Isser of Chometz, it only will become if you leave it there for a little bit longer, so you don't care if you pour it out into Rishus HaRabim, because even if it becomes Chometz over there, it's not yours. However, he brings down the Yesh Omrim, there are those that say, Da'afilu b'Rishus HaRabim, even if it's in the Rishus HaRabim, this is the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, Ein nochun l'chadchila shelo bimkom midron. Even in the Rishus HaRabim, don't pour it out into one spot, but pour it into an inclined area so it can spread out and it will get absorbed into the ground. Because the kivan shu bizman isser chometz, because once this is the time of the isser chometz, yesh l'dakdek b'perure b'tzeiko shelo yavo l'idechimotz. Even then, you have to be careful with the little crumbs, the little pieces of the dough, or the dough that's in the water, that it shouldn't become chometz. It's still your concern, according to this yesh. Omrim, which is the Magen Avraham. Sivkot Lamed Aleph, you should put it not b'mokom echa, but it should be on a slanted area. So the Mishnah explains, Ela yivlu b'karka. If it's on a slanted area, the water won't be collected in one place and it'll get absorbed into the ground. Furthermore, because of Magen Avraham, they in lishpoch osal ritz basavonim, but don't throw it on hard ground, on rocks. The gamkein ein yivlu b'karka. That's no different if it's on a slant or it's not on a slant, it won't get absorbed into the ground. Furthermore, v'da, you should know, the tzorach lemar lishbochoson acha shikitiv b'hem otzinim boyodav oliachar hadochas areva. You should do this very quickly. You shouldn't delay. As soon as you've used this water and you're no longer using it, whether it was the water that you were basting with, the water that you're cooling off your hands, or the water that you're cleaning off the trough, you should quickly pour it out. It may shim maros lachmas, because it will quickly become chametz. The issue footnote number 29 brings down that ritzbas avonim does go and absorb, as we learn elsewhere. However, he says, Ein hamayim nivloam behem kokach maher. It won't get so quickly absorbed, and therefore, until it gets absorbed, we're concerned that it might, in fact, become chametz. Now, the Ramah tells us, Hagor, v'akelim shemisaknim behen matzos, the utensils that you're using to go and arrange the matzos, v'asakin shechotchin bo'isa, and the knife that you're using to cut up the matzos before it's baked into their shapes and into their forms, into the right sizes, what should you do with those utensils? Yigrein Tomid bishas asiya shall yidbak be mabotzi. You have to constantly wipe them off, scrape them off to make sure that no dough gets stuck to them, because that dough will not be worked on for a long period of time, more than 18 minutes, and therefore that dough could become chametz. The Mishnah explains the Sivkot Lamed Beis. This includes hainu ha'arevos. This includes the troughs as well. The eitzim ha'agulim and the round wood sha'orchim and matzos that you make the matzos into. And as well, the redloch. What is the redloch? So in the Tirgum, in number one, he brings down galgale shinayim shemenaknim em matzos. This is some sort of a tool that makes the little holes into the matzos. It's also called a makeda. Shemenakrin behind the matzos, the Mishnah Berurah tells us. So all of these utensils come into contact with the dough, and then they need to be cleaned off. He then tells us, Ayin of the Prima Godim, Shekosav denochon lefomim livdok veliros gam hamardeh shemachnisim ba matzos letaner. He says as well, the Prima Godim brings down that you should look at the wooden tray that you insert the matzos into the oven with. This is like that stick that they use to put a pizza into the oven. So you should look at that carefully in Ein Olei Abotzik to see if there's any residual dough on it after you slide the dough in the shape of the matzah into the oven. Because Dilafomim, Shaisorako, especially if it's a soft dough, Nidbok Olei Abotzik, sometimes some of the dough can become attached to it and stay there. And this, again, it's not being used for a while. And especially since it's being near the oven, as we pointed out in yesterday's shir, it could in fact be a problem over here becoming chametz. The Yusha footnote number 30 brings down, if you did see a little bit of dough on the stick that you take out the ovens from the matzah, so the Chazon Ish says, brought down by Rav Nissen Karolitz Zatzal, you have to be concerned that the dough, the chometz, got embedded, absorbed inside this makel, and you shouldn't use it anymore this year. And he adds, "Va'osif shemikom mokom in lochush lechatichos basi ketanos b'shir mashu hadukos alamakos." You don't have to be concerned for extremely small little flecks of flour that might be attached. The issue footnote number 31 brings down, based upon what we just said, the Chazon Ish was makbid over here. Shiu mei lishas hamatzos muatim. Don't use a lot of water over here because you're just going to run into trouble. The more water you have, the more potential trouble you have. And therefore, he says, only use a little bit of water. As a result, the dough will be a drier dough, and it won't attach, it won't be so sticky. And it won't attach itself to the utensils that you're sticking the unbaked dough, the matzah, into the oven. We continue with Siv Cotton Lamed Gimel. At the time that you're doing this, one should be careful that there's no dough attached. The Mishbura says, Hainu bein kol iso v'iso l'nakosim. In between inserting each one into the oven, you should clean off the utensil. The afapish ain't showing shear mil bein kol iso v'iso. Even though you're not delaying the 18 minutes, the amount of time it takes you to walk a mil in between each usage, v'nim so shabotzik adovet b'kelim ain't no shor below asek, and therefore it's technically being used. It's not being used for an 18-minute period of time, so technically it can't become chametz. Nevertheless, apple pekin, l'chatchila tzorach lizor b'kach. You should still be careful about this, as we've already explained, the chanal b'sif beis in 2 days ago shir. And furthermore, the Mishnah says, umash kosov li'achar asiya, after its usage, haynu l'achar shenefe mehesek echot, even after it was baked one time. V'u adin shetzorach lichot shodav. And likewise, we said that you should wash your hands, v'gam lichot so agon shaloshin bo, you should go and wash off the implements that you're doing the kneading with, like the rolling pin, ulanagvo bimapa, and you should clean it off with some sort of a towel, a cloth, ben kol isa visa, in between each dough. The issue footnote number 32 brings down, ukisharochit, so that when you wash your hands, the kafachayim brings down, shiyirchatz osan ad hamarpik, you should go and wash them up until the wrist. Furthermore, haloshes isa yizor lahalos es bigdo me'alazro adamarpik. You should make sure that your sleeve doesn't go beyond your wrist, because maybe then some of the dough will get attached to your sleeve, so you have to be careful. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, u'minhagenu kayom, the minhag nowadays, in the times of Mishnah Berurah, lirchotz isha halosha es yodea, a woman had the custom that they would wash their hands, the chen hakelim shaloshim bo, and the utensils that they would go and do the kneading with, la'acha shasu bo shnayim ogimalitzos, after every two or three times, not after every one time. As long as during this period of two or three times, there wasn't a total of 18 minutes of time that went by, so therefore it couldn't become chametz. V'chen ha'magalgalin, likewise, those that are rolling the dough over here, yashkichu in mudbak bidehem isa. They have to be careful to see and check over here to make sure that there's no dough that's stuck to their hands as well. And the issue footnote number 33 brings down, when they check their hands over here, the Kafachaim writes, shivduku gam tachasatzipornayim, they should check underneath the nails, because that's often where the dough could get stuck, and it won't be used for 18 minutes, and then it could become chometz. He brings down as well from the Sama Duchai, who writes, Sha'oskin b'isa tzrichim ligzos et tziporni yadeim kodem his askusam, that they should go and cut the nails so they'll have less of a problem with dough getting stuck underneath the nails. Because he says, Sha'isa nechneses tachas tziporin umisiaveshes v'nifreches, it's very easy for the dough to get stuck underneath the fingernails, and it would dry up there and break up there, and then you're concerned that that is chametz and it'll get into the rest of the matzos that you're making. He brings down another reason that you have to be concerned about longer nails, because maybe the person ate breakfast that morning and he has a little bit of chametz underneath his fingernails. So therefore, you want to get rid of that. And he says, first of all, even the shirt that you're wearing on the outside, the Kaf HaChaim says, you should constantly check it to make sure that there's no dough that became attached to it. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'yirchutzu yadeim gam kein mishir mil l'shir mil." She said they should wash the hands at least once every 18 minutes. V'chein yashkichu al eitzim hamagalglin v'aredeloch shunikim. They should likewise make sure that all of the boards that they're using to insert the matzah into the oven and all of the implements that they're using that make the holes in the matzah, they should check them as well and exchange them. V'lachlifam oligarer. Garate hechametz mehem bizman nitzko, or remove, scrape off any chametz that's there during this 18-minute period of time. Likewise, v'chein asadinim shemechasim bal shulchanos, the tablecloths that they use to cover up the tables over here, gam ki machlipin osam bizman nitzko, they should also exchange them within a period of time of 18 minutes. Or b'makom she'orchin al shulchanos, and if they're actually doing the setting up of the matzah into its right shape and form on those tables, megardin osam bischuches bizman nitzko, they should also scrape off the table with some sort of a glass implement over here to get rid of any dough that's attached to the table. Furthermore, because v'achronim da minhag nachon, the proper way that one should conduct himself according to the achronim is liyos shnei agonim lolushben. They should have two different rolling pins, like ube'ei shalosh bashnia. And at the time they're using the second one, yiish echad muchon lirchotz rishonu ulanag behetiv. He should go clean off the first one. So there's no delay over here. There's always one in usage and one being cleaned. V'chein chozich lila, and you alternate between them, and you continue this cleaning process. V'minhag nachon, the best custom, the best practices, lahamid mashkiach b'veis ofei ha-matzos, that you should have a mashkiach over there watching over everything during the baking of the matzos, who's not involved in the actual baking of the matzos, mashkiach halakol, that he can watch everything over here, because unfortunately, ki rabo hamach shelom od, it's very high likelihood that if you're not careful, you could run into trouble. And therefore, the smartest thing to do is to have somebody watching to make sure that everything is okay. The Mechaber continues and he writes, it's better to do what we just said over here, to go and clean them off well and dry them off well, than to just scrape them. Because just scraping off the chametz isn't as good as washing it down and then drying it off well. Furthermore, the Mishnah says, if somebody wants to be machmir and to do this optimally, Yigrorin will first scrape them, the acha kachidichin, really do both. He'll scrape off the dough, and then he'll wash it well and dry it well. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Lamedalid, v'hamarde in tzorech ladicha. The mardovia is the shovel. This is used to take the matzahs out of the oven. That doesn't have to be scraped off. The Ramah continues and he says, ubi yontif mutul asos ayde inihudi. On yontif, you're baking the matzahs, you can have this process all done by a non-Jewish person. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut lamed hay, da hadochas hakelim heavy shuas, because washing off the utensils over here is a itzer derabbanon, which Dirshu, footnote number 35, explains over here, because Sha'asru Chachom Ladia Kelim B'Shabbos in Yantif, Shehu Machmas HaTorach Shebedover, because it's excessive work. So therefore, the rabbis forbade it on the Rabbanim basis. So therefore, let a non-Jewish person do this, because there's no Isser over here, Avamir Liyakom B'Mokum Mitzvah. Ein Shvus L'Shvus B'Mokum Mitzvah. However, if him ain't a Yehudi, if there is no non-Jewish person over there, Yetilem Letzonim, you can put it into cold water, which will prevent the chimutz process from occurring, as the Mishbar explains in Sivkot Lamed Vav, Shatzonin Ma'akiv Milahachmitz, that the cold water prevents the chimutz process from occurring. As we've already learned, Klel Simon Tafnun Zayin Siv Beis. The Yachmid Osom Kadesh Yerdu Lamata B'mayim, you have to push them down with some force that they should get totally covered up with the water, V'lo Yetzufu L'mal, and they shouldn't float on the water. This is, of course, the only reason you have to do this is if you're not planning on baking it anymore that day. But if you're planning on still baking more matzahs that day, then you don't need to ask a guy, because you're allowed to do this for yourself because you need it. However, to scrape it off, that you're not allowed to do, to take some sort of a real tool and scrape it off, that is an isser. And the Sharet Zion, Osman Hay, brings down that the concern over here is that you're mamachik, that you're going to wipe it off and rub it off in such a way over here that that would be an iser. I said the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Lamed Hay outside, let's see it inside, says the Hadochas HaKelim Hevi Shvus, because the rinsing off the water is a Shvus, as I explained, Ba'idei Nochri Hevi Shvus D'Shvus V'Shari B'Mokum Mitzvah, because you're allowed to ask a non-Jewish person to do an Issa D'Rabbanim for you in the setting of a mitzvah, that's allowed, as we've learned already, Shekosov in Simin Shin Zayin in Sif Hay. The issue footnote number 36 points out, however, it was an Issa D'Oraisa, then we don't allow Amil Riakum in the setting of an Issa D'Oraisa. The halach is like the Ramah that we learned previously, Sha'af Shiesh Dashi Tirubo, is that there is an opinion that says you can do Amil Riakum even though it's an Issa D'Oraisa for a mitzvah. And that's why we're not matir over here to do the gardum, to go and scrape it off, which would be, I think, an Issa D'Oraisa. So back to the Ramah. He says, if there is no non-Jewish person over there, you can put it in cold water, we said, to prevent the chimetz process. Oh, yitnim letaner, or put it in the oven over here, sheyofe habotzei shaleihem. And this way, any dough that's there will become, in fact, baked into matzahs, and it won't become chometz. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Lamed Zayin, mikol mokum einochol lechol habotzei kenefer, but don't eat that dough that you just baked, because maybe the shema lo netha yofe hatzad hasheni shebesoch hastokim, because it may not get fully cooked and baked on all sides, and therefore there could be potential chometz over there. Sivkot Lamed Ches, you should bake this dough. V'achronim mefakrukim eitzadu. The Achronim don't like this eitzah that the Ramah gave over here. And you can see this in the Sharet Zion, Os Mem Zayin, the Chok Yaakov, the name of the Maril, the Yerabah, the Big Deyesha, and the Prima Godim, all don't like this. The Kivan Dei Nochol Lechol is a Nechol V'chanal. Since you're not allowed to eat this, V'gam Ein Kavanos Lechol, and you're not really intending to eat it, Im Kain, how are you allowed to bake it on Yontif? V'afilu Shalol Tzorech D'Yosser, and therefore you shouldn't do so. V'yesh Od Eitzah. There is another alternate suggestion over here, brought down by the Mogen Avraham. Make a bittel over here on this chometz before it becomes chometz. Or give the whole thing over here, these utensils with the dough that's on them, as a matana to the nochri, and this way you won't have a problem. The Ramah continues and he writes, the harevos, these troughs, these mixing bowls that you're kneading over here, which we said, if you're not using them anymore that day, you can give it to a non-Jewish person to wash off. But if you're using them for other matzos, you're allowed to. But if you're using them for something else, you're also allowed to. Shef Shalos says, Dover Bisocho, you could use it to put apples inside of it. So also, Mutu Ladiach, you're still allowed to go and rinse those out as well. And anything similar to this as well, one is allowed to go and clean them out because you want to get rid of the chametz that's over there before it becomes chametz, but you still want to use it, so you're allowed to do this yourself. You don't have to do this via a non-Jewish person. With this, we conclude today's shir.